Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away, and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought. You just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listen and relax. Now it's time to begin a process of improving your body, of changing it for the better, of making it more feminine than it's ever been before. These changes are going to become a part of you, and they're going to be acted upon by your subconscious, whether you are aware of it or not. Whether you want it or not, consciously, your subconscious is still going to continue working on it. Even if you stop listening to the file, your subconscious will still continue striving towards the goal. Striving towards the goal of the transformation. That's right. That is what is going to happen. No matter what you do, your subconscious mind will continue striving towards the goal. This goal is going to take between 6 and 18 months. That's right, it could take up to a year and a half. There are quite a few changes that are going to happen to you, and you cannot stop them. You may not even notice them, in fact, you probably won't. You probably won't think about them at all unless somebody else mentions them, and then, if they do, you're going to realize that you like these changes. In fact, you like them very, very much the further along the changes get. So, let's start talking about these changes. You are going to begin physically transforming your body. That's right. Physically transforming it. Your body is going to transform into the body of a very petite, 5'3" tall girl. Now, you do not need to grow a vagina or breasts at this time. Your first goal, the very first goal that you might have, is just simply the reshaping and shrinking of your body from whatever size it is now down to the size of a 5'3" tall girl. And that is going to happen to you within 6 to 18 months. Your subconscious mind will work on you, changing you, reordering your body's shape and size until your body is, in fact, 5'3" tall and shaped much, much more like that of a girl. That's right, much more. In fact, there are a whole series of changes that are going to happen along the way. You're going to discover that you're going to lose all of your body hair. All of it, except for your eyebrows, your eyelashes, and of course the hair on your scalp. All of those things are going to remain. But the rest of your body hair is going to start dying out and falling off. It'll just simply die off. your mind, your subconscious mind, which controls your body completely, which is the key to who you are, will start killing off all the rest of the hair in your body, every single follicle. Doesn't matter how much you have right now. By the time this is done, you will discover that you are hairless. From the neck down, the only hair that you are going to grow are your eyelashes, your eyebrows, and the hair on your scalp. Your beard or mustache hair will stop growing. The hair on your body, the hair on your arms and legs and feet, all of these are going to cease growing over the next 6 to 18 months as your subconscious works on reshaping you completely and utterly. The next change is that you're going to begin developing more feminine skin. That's right. Softer, smoother, hairless skin, with the exception, of course, of your eyebrows, eyelashes, and the hair on your scalp. That's right. Just nice, soft, smooth, feminine skin. You know what feminine skin feels like. You know how soft it is compared to the skin you have now. That is the skin that you are going to begin developing. Your skin is going to flush out. It's going to get softer and more feminine. Over the next 6 to 18 months, it is going to change, becoming so much more feminine. It's also going to have nice, smooth, perfect skin. All of the imperfections that exist on the skin you have now will fade and disappear. The blemishes, the moles, any other marks you might have, they are all going to fade and disappear as your body takes on this new, smoother, more feminine texture. That's right. All of your blemishes are going to fade away as your body becomes much more feminine. That's right. You're also going to find yourself sweating like a woman. And this means that you're going to sweat much less than you did as a man. You're not going to be nearly as sweaty. Your sweat ducts will actually start shutting down. Not all of them. Women sweat too, but it's a much finer. There's a lot less of it. You only sweat under more extreme exertion, and even then, there's not nearly the odor that a man has. And your body is not going to produce a male's odor any longer. It's going to produce a very, very feminine odor, and that means less sweat, smoother skin, less hair. That's right. Your body is going to shrink down. Shrink down to that of a 5'3" woman. Everything is going to shrink. Your hands, your feet, your head, all of your organs. Everything will fit your new body size perfectly as you become more and more feminine. You will also find that your hips are widening as your waist itself narrows. You're becoming more and more petite, your hips flaring out, but you still have a very, very narrow waist. And of course, then there's your voice, a very, very feminine, girly girl's voice. You've probably imagined it, the type of voice that a girl has, especially such a small girl. A 5'3" girl tends to have a very, very small, feminine voice. That is exactly the voice you are going to begin developing. A nice, feminine, girly girl voice. That's right. These are the things that's going to happen to you. These changes are going to happen to your body. And as they do, you won't really think about them unless somebody brings it to your attention. And if somebody mentions it, if anyone mentions it, you'll actually find yourself happy to have heard it. You'll just simply feel right. You'll like the changes, and you'll want them to continue. And you will under no circumstances want anyone to stop these changes. No, you will resist allowing anyone to stop them. You want them to happen. Deep down inside, you want your body to be reshaped, and your subconscious mind is already working on it. It already pictures what it has to work with, and it's beginning to reshape your body inch by inch. That's right. Your shoulders, your face, your neck, the hair on your body. All of these things are being reshaped. All of them are being reformed, being made so much more feminine. It's going to take a while. It may take up to a year and a half, but it's going to happen, inch by inch. As you shrink, you'll sweat less. As you shrink, your voice will get higher and more feminine. As you shrink, your hips will flare out and be more feminine. As you shrink, you'll discover the hair on your body dying away as it becomes a smooth, shapely, sexy, feminine body. That's right. That is what is happening to you. Your body is shrinking, being reshaped into the body of a 5'3" girl. That's right. That's the body you need, want, and desire deep down inside of you. And that is exactly the body you're going to have. You don't get any choice in this. No, none at all. In fact, you won't even think about it unless someone mentions it to you. But that will not stop it from happening. You have listened to this file, and these transformations are going to happen. They are going to happen from beginning to end, without any choice on your own. The image has been locked into your subconscious mind. It is there, and it is permanently there, and you cannot get rid of it as your body reshapes itself. Ceasing to listen to this file will not stop it from happening. Your subconscious mind knows what you want, what is wanted, and it will carry it all the way through to the end. Whether you want it or not, whether you desire it or not, your body is being reshaped, and that is all there is to it. It is being reshaped into a much more feminine form, the one that I described. And then, when those transformations are complete, then we will take you on to the next step, because that is also going to happen. And now it is time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of 5, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake. And I do hope you enjoyed.